You're gonna be a Halloween costume. I'm not gonna dress up, so that's my Halloween costume. I'm not gonna dress up this year.
I need to find his name because I forgot his name already. It's the yellow coat guy from Jurassic Park.
Oh, Dennis Nedry.
Yeah, Nedry. I remembered Ned, but I couldn't remember the full name.
So you have the dinosaur, or is this just?
No, it's just gonna be so. In my department, it's three people. It's two supervisors and me. Mm-hmm. They don't participate in anything, so it's just me. And then someone in my design department asked me, like, hey, would you like to join our department to make it a group thing? And I was like, yeah, what are you guys going to do? Jurassic Park. And then they were like, I'm going to be a dinosaur. And I was like, okay, I'll figure it out. And I bought the raincoat. I'll show it to you.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah. And then I have my work badge. I'm just going to print a picture of Nedry and put him on here.
Nice.
And then I'll just take this off and then just put it on my shirt. I think I'm ready. And then that's why I got the hair, because, you know, he has hair. I don't have hair. So what are you going to be for Halloween? Oh, no, you said you aren't dressed up.
Yeah, not this year. It was going to be Master Roshi, but then I waited too late. And I was going to go to the Haunted Tokyo thing. I was like, eh.
Yeah, I was thinking about it too, but my my costume wasn't going to be for sure arriving.
But at the same time, there was another Halloween party. I was like, dang, I kind of want to go as Adam Who They Want.
Ooh,
he's doing
that's
a,
right.
He's on doing a party.
Is it on the 25th?
It's two parties. He's doing one in Washington, D.C., but he did one in Commerce already.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I saw the Commerce one. My TikTok came up with that one. I guess because I was going to ask if you would dress up for Halloween every year, but I guess.
I love Halloween, but question. I don't know. It's on a Friday, and
I like participating in things. So if people invite me, if no one says anything, I'll just never do anything. You know, I wouldn't celebrate Thanksgiving. I wouldn't really do anything for Christmas, Halloween. I wouldn't do anything, but my work at least invites me for things, so I usually do it.
It's crazy, and you know what made me love Halloween again as an adult? Fries, because they used to throw a Halloween costume contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was because of fries.
That's so funny, because I feel like I've put more work into my costumes working at this location, and they don't even take it, like, super seriously. There was one day where I had dressed as Mojo Jojo, and we won at my company, the group won. It was supposed to be, like, a comped dinner, so we assumed it was going to be, like, anywhere we wanted to. They, like, got pizza for us, and we're like, what the fuck? Because, like, the person that won first place on the single one, without a group, won like $100, and the pizza was worth way less than $100. We're like, this doesn't make any sense.
My workplace, they go all out. It's, I can't even compete.
Damn.
They go crazy because the guy loves, I mean, they throw, yeah. It's a half day of work.
But you gotta be smart about your costumes. If you can't go that legit, like if you're not gonna have a movie studio do your costume for you,
no.
You can make it be funny.
Yeah. I mean, there was one coworker that made a funny one. It wasn't like high effort.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just Dr. Evil and the twins.
Yeah.
And I was like, bam. I was like,
just have a little toy. I can 3D print whatever you want. You
bam. Know, just... No, it's you know what it is? Is you have to cater to what the audience is.
Yeah.
And that, my coworkers, like I dressed up as Avatar. Like one person.
Yeah, none of them are going to know.
Yeah, yeah, person knew what it was.
If I do any anime in my work, half the business is... Like,
I mean, but if they did Mojo Jojo Powerpuff Girls, no one would know. If you did at my work, no one would know.
You think they'll know Nedry?
But see, I was gonna do I was gonna do Breaking Bad. They would know that. They're older, so
yeah,
they would know what that is too. Yeah, they do costumes like, dang, I don't want to put them under Miami Vice, like. Older people will know what that is, yeah. But fucking the new generation don't know what Miami Vice is.
Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always my co-host.
Arrest me, daddy.
I'm not going to put the music. It's copyrighted shit right there. Also, Daniel, today we have some interesting topics. There's a few games that have been released. I'll mention them. And then we have two major topics. Both stream related. There is Mizkif and Emeru, and then there's Cutie Cinderella and Vanilla. So we'll talk about those. But for now, what we did this week or the last 2 weeks. I watched two movies. I watched Paranorman, which I didn't realize I've never seen before. And then this was in theaters. So they showed Paranorman in theaters. And then Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein. And I liked it. I liked it. I gave it an 8 out of 10 on my own scale. So it's, for me, an 8 out of 10 would be a recommended. It's a watch. Really good. And he changed up the story to, you know, the way he feels it should be. So I liked it a lot. What about you?
I watched a shit ton of horror films. Halloween 1, Halloween 2, Halloween 3, damn. Halloween the remake, Nightmare on Elm Street the first one, Ghost Ship, 13 Ghosts.
13 Ghosts is a damn good movie.
Fuck, yeah, it's weird. It's weird because I think when it came out, it wasn't that great, but like it has like a cult classic. It's weird. It's cheesy. I don't know.
I mean, I'm pretty sure. Most movies I only watch one time. So I have like that initial view, like that's my idea of what the movie is. I'm pretty sure if I look back, like Avatar, the very first the James Cameron's Avatar, I'm pretty sure it looks super CG now. But when I watched it, I was like, dude, this is the future of CG. Like, this is crazy. This looks realistic. But yeah,
Jeepers Creepers.
I like the first
one. I feel like there's more, but I don't remember. But it's usually like when I'm working and I just have a horror movie in the background.
Oh wow!
And then I just work from home only. Not when I'm
not
like,
at work.
Yeah. What else? I didn't really play Silk Song, but I think I'm towards the end. So I just need to do the last music note thing.
Yeah.
And then there's like only like 3 or 4 wishes I have to do, and then I'm done. And I almost found all the fleas. I just need to find 2 more fleas. So right now I'm looking for all the fleas, but I just need to find 2 more fleas, and I'll be done with the fucking fleas. And
yeah, you're supposed to have one quest, side quest active. I forgot the name of it, and that will let you unlock the third act.
Yeah, but it's only 102 hours. You know, only.
Only after fucking 120 hours.
Well, I don't feel as bad because I watch TikToks and some girl's like, yeah, I'm on 76 hours. I'm on act 1. I'm like, what? Dude, she's like exploring everything. I was like, damn. But I feel like I've explored everything.
And you'll still find shit.
That's true. Maybe. There's like, okay, so, you know, I'm starting to look up stuff. There are two things like, there's no way. I was like, how do you fucking figure it? The way you get into them, I'm like, yeah, there's no fucking way. Unless it's like pure accident. I was just like, went to TwitchCon.
Oh, yeah. You met a couple people.
Got my meet and greets. Yeah, let me talk about the security. It is kind of bad, but it's not as bad as you think. So the meet and greet, there's like 2 layers of security. There's the first initial layer. The first initial layer sucks. Because I feel like you could sneak in.
Yeah.
I mean, you could sneak into the second one. Then when you get to the first initial layer, you have to actually get into the meet and greet line. That's the second layer. There's another set of security guards. That one is a little bit better. Damn, I'm a shit on TwitchCon right now. When I was going in line for Amaranth, I told the person who he's like, who are you here for? Amaranth. He's like, okay, it's line number 4. So I go towards line number 4, and it's a long fucking line. And I'm like, dude, this shit is going to take forever. So I did it smart. Because they cut off after 30 minutes, you can't go into the meet and greet line. So I like wait. Because the first line I ever did was Iron Mouse. And that took, like, I went early, waited fucking like 2 hours. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to do that next time. I'm going to wait till the last possible minute to get in.
Yeah.
The first wave and then do it. So when I did that, they're like, okay, so 30 minutes, boom, Amaranth. And then I'm waiting in line for Amaranth and then like an hour. And I can't see who I can't see her. And then I look and it's not Amaranth's line. So they scan you once in the first set and then they scan you again in the second set. If you have a meet and greet, you can meet anyone. It's really fucked up. So like if I have a meet and greet for Amaranth, it's not just for Amaranth.
Yeah.
It's like I can go to Neon.
Anyone on that day.
Yeah, that time slot.
Yeah, that time slot.
And so I was like, they just scanned me for Amaranth, but I'm on Emeru's line.
Oh, shit.
And this is before the incident happened. So I didn't see it happen. And I was like, damn, I'm in the wrong line. I was like, all right. And then went to Amaranth's line. No one there. Like, but yeah, with Amaranth, dude, like, you've seen videos of her. Like, so I don't, I chose Amaranth and Neon for just jokes and the mm-hmm. memes. And yeah, I don't care about Amaranth, but dude, her, like, she doesn't care about her fans. Like, you could tell, like, even if I was a fan,
yeah,
like the way she like interacted, I was like, dude, like,
no enthusiasm.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen videos of it.
Yeah.
You see it all the time when people or her mods or whatever try to talk to her, and like, yeah, she's just like, I was like, yeah, do you watch TikTok? She's like, no. Oh, can we make a TikTok? She's like, sure. And I did the,
yeah,
I did the, which is funny because I thought that was going to blow up. And then, man, that Iron Mouse one blew up. Because
I only saw it the first time, and it had like maybe 3 comments at the time. And those 3 comments were already defending Iron Mouse. Like, hey, you shouldn't do that to her, kind of thing. If I remember correctly. No, they weren't.
What?
They just thought it was funny?
Bro, you read the wrong. There is no comment that does that.
Yeah.
That says that.
I thought.
The comments that so it created a shitstorm. The comments that came up, there's 2 types of comments. There's, well, the majority one is, oh, this guy likes this kind of, like, people pay money to see this.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Like, oh, like this, like, oh, you're weird. You like VTubers. Like that comment, that okay, type of comment. Okay. And then there's people defending me.
Oh.
There are no comments like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that. There yeah. are no comments okay. like that. None. Yeah. So it created a fucking, and that's how you sell a TikTok, man. Is you create a controversial.
So that's the one that blew up?
That's the one that blew up because people are still fighting over it. And it's funny is because, you know, like, so they would like comment about me about going to see her and whatever. So I was like thinking, dang. Normally I wouldn't respond, but I was like, you know what? I'm kind of going to fucking create engage. Some guys like, oh, just jump. Like, you know, commit suicide. Yeah. And I posted a picture of Michael Jordan. Like I was like, all right, I'm going to roll with this, dude. And he's like, well, why'd you do this? No. Oh, no. I think it hurts. I kind of feel bad because I think I hurt someone.
Okay.
Because like the comment was like, oh, da-da-da-da-da-da, this is sad. And I was like, I looked at the guy's username.
Okay.
I didn't look at his profile name. I searched his username, saw his YouTube, 1 subscriber. And I was like, just imagine commenting with only 1 subscriber. Like, and he kind of like apologized. He's like, oh, I didn't mean it like that sad. I didn't mean it like that. I was like, I felt bad. I was like, okay, I'm gonna stop.
Just like his comment, that's it. Move on.
I was like, damn, that's because like people were like liking my comment too, but I was saying a lot like, oh, you watch, you know, people complaining. But I was like, oh, you watched a video though. Thanks for the view, boo. But yeah,
controversy sells.
Yeah, drama sells, dude. Man, it's so weird because I'm like, damn, these people don't realize I don't really watch VTubers like that, dude. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, Iron Mouse is like the biggest VTuber.
Yeah.
One of the biggest.
Yeah, but yeah. I didn't go to day 3 of TwitchCon. I was like, I had one with Code Miko, and I was like, I didn't feel like going. There's really nothing to do. Just network, and I met some Twitch LA people over there, but the after party's whack. I feel like it's cheap.
Is this like an official after party or just like a random one?
It's official.
Okay.
I feel it's cheap to do we're going to close off Gaslight Quarter for like 2 hours and give you 3 free drinks and free food. I don't know. It's just not cool. I'd rather have a concert. Yeah.
Like BlizzCon.
Yeah, but that might be the last year as the last bosses.
Oh. So, little stipulation.
The new stream.
You got to do the clickbait stuff. This is my last time going to TwitchCon as the Last Bosses.
Yeah, 10 years. Yeah, it was cool. I mean, I saw a lot of big streamers, but Neon had a fucking huge line. Iron Mouse had a huge line. Amaru had a huge line. Those three were like powerhouses. Probably XQC, but we didn't have the same time slots.
Was the time slots for you on the same day? For all of them?
Only two of them.
Two of them. And you had three. But you didn't go to
Code Miko.
And that one was on a different day, or this one was the same day?
Different days? Day.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't even go to the convention on Sunday. I was like, oh, I'm over it, dude.
Like, it's similar. You go one day and like the days kind of blend in. It's just like the different like celebrities you'll see for that day.
But I mean, the interaction with Iron Mouse is cool. Like, actually, she interacted pretty. Fuck my big chungus life. But what I noticed with people, it's cool. I mean, like, if I was in her situation, I would be cool with it in the beginning, but then it would kind of start to annoy me. So people make it about themselves when they meet her. So they're like, I mean, I probably did too, but the way they do it is like, they'll go, oh, I stream too. Here's my VTube model. And I shit you not, 30% of the people in her line were like that. And I'm just like, damn, after a while, dude, I'd be kind of annoyed, dude, if I was in her shoes.
Yeah.
But she was always like happy about it. And maybe she's acting, I don't know. But I was just like, dude, this is.
Or maybe she has a different point of view. Like, she feels like she's bringing awareness about VTubers and she's happy that other people are trying to like go into it. I mean, we never know.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I do agree that when you do something for so long or something similar where fans are always showing you, like, this is my VTuber. It's like, all right, dude, I've seen, this is my millionth one. It's kind of a little boring now.
Yeah.
All right, before we talk about the Mischief Emeru, talk about these games here. So I have four things that I put up here. We have the Fallout 4 Anniversary Edition. I was excited when I heard it, and then I realized it's literally just like a complete edition. It's all of the DLC, nothing like completely new or anything. So that was a little off-putting. I was thinking about picking it up, and then I realized that I was like, I don't know. So if I hear more news, maybe. If they do like a revamp or something with like the graphics, or maybe add more stuff to it other than the DLC. Amazon's New World is stopping development, so it'll stop in 2026. And it's weird because they had just announced and released a major update, but they're going to be canceling it. Halo Combat Evolved is going to come out for PS5. I mean, it's every console, but PS5 included, in 2026. And it's a complete revamp, new graphics, but it's everything up until multiplayer. No multiplayer, only single player.
Damn.
So it's, how long was that game? Like 20 hours? I mean, a little more, if you want to. Yeah. Combat Evolved.
Probably, yeah. 25, 20.
Yeah. I'm probably going to pick it up, but I'm probably going to wait until it goes on sale, because I'm pretty sure it's going to be $60 and I'll probably wait.
Microsoft has fallen, man.
They have. I thought they were going to do really well with the whole, they're going to go online subscription stuff, but I feel like they seem to be dropping the ball on a lot of things. And then this one I wanted to talk about, the Counter-Strike marketplace, the community marketplace, that I don't know what happened, man, but it like the value of everything dropped. So what they did was they released an update where if you have low quality items, you can meld them all together and make higher quality items. So now the value of the rarest items were dropping, because now you can literally make those items now. So it dropped from like 6 billion down to like 3 billion or million. I don't remember what it was, but that's insane, dude. Like a 50% drop in the market value, and probably more now. I haven't been keeping up with it, but that's crazy, dude. And the thing is, Steam makes money off of this, because they get a percentage of every sale. It's like a 5% to 10% fee that they get. So I don't know. Maybe it's going to help them because there's going to be more transactions that are lower value, but more transactions just means more fees. Hmm. Who knows? All right. So let's talk about the Miskif and Emeru. Hmm. So the situation is, it was actually during TwitchCon. TwitchCon,
yeah. It was like the day after her attack.
Yeah. She heard, she had stipulations where like she would never talk about it unless she felt someone else's life was put in harm's way. And she heard, she got news that was happening. So she decided to come out with this news that she had been having issues with Miskif. And then Miskif responded. So let's talk about that.
It's a shit show.
It's crazy.
I mean, damn. Where do I begin?
So Miskif was abusive.
I never really liked that dude.
I didn't either, but I didn't. The thing is, I'm not in that like that sphere of theirs.
Of course, not a lot of people are in their sphere.
I had no, but there's like a lot of cheddars will pick up on things and like say, but I don't ever know if it's true because there's right. one that I'm hearing where like Hassan and Valkyrie are dating, have been dating for like the last, but there's mm-hmm. no public like evidence of that. It's just like all through like social, parasocial stuff. But yeah, with Miskif and Emeru, I didn't
like. To be honest, like. Clue. I don't think I like anyone from OTK except S-Fan. Like, that's the only guy that I feel like is really genuine.
I think Soda Pompin is a...
He's cool too.
Yeah.
But...
And then, you know what? I don't like Asmongold. He's a piece of shit.
I don't like
him. But he is defending Emeru, and he's like saying shit about Miskif, saying like, dude, this guy did a lot more stuff that he's not talking about. So...
But Miskif to me always like, I mean, he started off as Ice Poseidon's cameraman. Like, that tells you enough. Ice Poseidon, like, that is not a good person to be with.
And
like,
and who was Ice Poseidon, for those that don't
he's know? He's like an IRL streamer. He's like, how can I compare him to? He's like Neon. He's this generation's Neon.
But, like, I feel like it was worse.
Yes.
Because Neon has some self-respect, like, Ice Poseidon like had zero, and his viewers were also,
yeah,
like, weren't they like swatting him?
Yeah,
didn't they swat him on a plane? Yeah,
that's how he got banned.
Yeah, so that's another level for his like that he was allowing his viewers to do.
But he's always rubbed me off like as a guy that like I could do anything for clout, like.
Yeah.
I got to do this for clout. Oh, yeah. F that. I'm going to do this for clout. And then it's crazy because now, like, old clips are resurfacing, like, receipts. I'm like, oh, man. The thing is, do you think his career's done? He's canceled or he can come back?
I think he can come back. Hmm. But from his most recent response, from his first response, if he keeps it up, he's not going to come back.
Yeah, the way he responded was like, oh, you can fuck me? I'm going to drop nukes on everyone.
I know. That's like, not a cool. It's demon time.
I was like, okay. Like,
and then the defense he had was like, Emeru threw plushes at me. Oh, so yeah. I destroyed walls.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck, dude?
They're not the same. But he said he's going to drop bombs. He hasn't done it, right? I mean, he dropped a little bit.
Yeah, he dropped a little bit, but yeah, I haven't seen more videos of anything because I'm not keeping up with the live stuff, and it's just like what pops up on TikTok for me. So yeah, right now it's been on pause for TikTok, like nothing has popped up for that. So I think no one's kind of released information. I'm sure by the time we release this episode, a lot more stuff will come out. But this is literally what like the 4 days after the announcement, and there hasn't been much. Since then,
yeah, that guy's getting flamed though.
Yeah,
I thought I was getting flamed from the Iron Mouse thing. No, this guy's getting flamed. Whew.
But yeah, I think he's gonna lose. So the last update I saw was someone made a meme video of South Park showing yeah, like all the characters are a specific streamer, and two streamers. There's NMP LOL. put his profile picture as it, and then Soda Poppin put his picture as the characters. Meaning, like, they were like, this is kind of accurate. This is going to be, like, Miskiff is in the wrong. He's the wrong person in this story.
It just sucks with Emeru because she's got the attack thing that just happened.
So let's talk about what happened for her to her at TwitchCon. So a fan was able to go through all of security and just walk straight up to her, and he tried to kiss her essentially. She was able to pull off, and then it was her own security card that managed to stop this after the fact. Mm-hmm. And then Twitch security at least wasn't within the vicinity to do anything about it, and still didn't do anything about it after the fact. They let the guy go. It was Emeru's manager who had to start a fuss for them to even think about grabbing the guy. And originally they were going to just ban him for 30 days. Mm-hmm. I think it's ridiculous that...
That's a forever ban, man. That?
Yeah.
Like, you can never come back to an event. Yeah.
Which is crazy because there's been people that have just done, like, done public events at TwitchCon, and they've been permanently banned for life. Yet this guy can just, like, go up, try to sexually harass someone, and he's just going to get banned for 30 days? That's ridiculous.
Oh, this is like a side note. What was annoying is, I mean, IRL streamers aren't annoying. IRL streamers that think they have main character syndrome. God damn, dude. I'm like, bro, you're not that important, dude. Like, bro.
But, like, the thing is, I feel like that's a personality you got to have, though. True. As an IRL streamer. Like, you are technically, to the camera,
right,
you are the main character.
Right.
You know? But yeah, like, there's situations, it just sucks. And that's the thing. That's the thing I like. I'm nervous about when, like, I do anything. Am I threading a line on it going a little too far for people or something?
That's... Arrest me, daddy. You just gotta. That fucking. I'm not sick and tired of it. That shit still fucking brings me joy, dude. It fucking arrest me because he does it to police officers and like soldiers. It just makes me fucking crack up, dude. It's just like, it brings me a lot of joy.
And the last few videos I've seen, it's like the same girl following him. And he's like, arrest me, daddy.
Yeah. The story about him is so interesting, dude. Like, he's a rapper, never made it, started doing these TikTok videos. And that's why I didn't know that was his song. And I was like, yeah, that's his song. And he fucking is blowing up. He's touring with Chance the Rapper. That's so cool. It's so cool, dude. Like, and he just goes to schools and draws a big crowd. And if you're a Filipino baddie, this is for you.
If your name starts with
me. Like, I don't know, the dance is funny, dude. Like, I don't know. Just, God damn.
But yeah, security was pretty bad. I mean, I've seen videos of IRL streamers that are not big just walk into, like, the big streamer section. And he got to talk to, like, 5 big streamers just like that. He just walked right through just because he had like a cameraman. Security was like, all right, he must be legit. He walked right through. There's a lot of instances of the security failing.
Oh yeah. It's
at specifically this event.
Yeah.
Big changes are going to happen at Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we're going to hear some more news in the future about things happening. Or, I mean, maybe they'll just keep it on the down low, and then next year it'll just be, like, a huge security thing.
Oh, so when I was, like, this is, like, a side note. When I was going back home, taking the train, I'm sitting down, and then these, like, 2 girls want to sit down. And so I had these, like, I had some prints, but it was a Silk Song print. And I took it, and the girl's like, oh, that's a cool Silk Song print. And I looked up at her, and I can't see her because there's like a bright light behind her. And then I was like, but I recognize her voice. I was like, are you Lily Pichu? And she's like, oh, yes. It's like, oh, I recognize your voice. And I think she was with Fanfan. I couldn't see the other girl too, but it was just like a bright light. But I was like, oh, I recognize her voice. And yeah, we're on the same train. I was like,
that's crazy. Cool. And then next thing is so this one I know little about. But the Cutie Cinderella and Vanilla.
I mean, basically they're, I don't know, they're doing like a dating show, I think.
Okay.
And then basically Cutie said, it's okay, it pretty much the legit summarized point is, it's okay to be friends with racists as long as I'm not racist. And like, you can tell like, the people that were with her, they're like, oh shit. Their like reaction was like, oh no. Like Vanilla and Katie were like, oh no. Like that's not cool, you know? Like that's like something a privileged person could say.
Yeah.
And then after it happened, Cutie told him to delete the VOD, which made it worse. And
so I did see the video where she's defending the whole request to delete the VOD.
Mm.
Because she was saying, no, I like, I sang in that VOD and I don't like people playing because I'm very embarrassed about my singing. So yeah. It just sucks because, like, even if it's legit, from the outside perspective, it doesn't sound legit. Like, it sounds like you're trying to get rid of the evidence that might screw you over. So
at first, I wanted to play devil's advocate. I was like, is she trying to say, like, so I'm going to take it, kind of sidetrack it. There was a guy on Joe Rogan's podcast, but he was a black guy. He was like a blues guitar player, but he would be friends with white supremacists. Mm-hmm. But he's black. I mean, if it was a white guy and he was doing it, I guess it's a little different, but side note, the only reason why he became friends with white supremacists was to change them.
Yeah.
And he changed a lot of people's like opinions about black people and they would stop becoming white supremacists. So I was thinking maybe that's what she meant. Like she was being friends with racists to like change their mind, but she never said that. And she never, I was like, oh damn. I mean, that's what I thought she was trying to say and just didn't come out like that, but it was not that.
I don't know what she meant, but the what she said, I wouldn't agree with her. You know, if someone is...
I've stopped being friends with people doing less than that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like racism and bigotry and...
But yeah, like, I mean, I will try to change their minds, but there's a point where you realize they're not going to change. Like, they are who they are. Or at least I won't be able to change them. So I usually cut ties with them from that point.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, like when you're, it's kind of hard too, because when you're young and you have that much clout,
mm-hmm.
one slip up, you could say one wrong thing. I don't think she's canceled for this though.
No.
Like I think she's genuinely sorry though, like, because she did make an apology video. Like she's like, I don't know, like for me, like when there's an apology, there's like two, this is from a book I read. What makes an apology really good is there has to be two things, right? You got to truly be sorry for what you did. But the second thing is, what can I do to make it right? She should have done, I don't know, something like,
yeah,
do a stream with marginalized streamers or I don't know. Like,
yeah. I feel like you can't just, I don't know. That's too quick. Because the thing is, like, everyone now will say, oh, she has a marketing team. You know, she's like, there's someone backing her up right now, because that's way too fast for someone to respond as an individual. And so then you get more, you get shit on more because now you're paying for someone to protect you, kind of thing. I feel like that happened because there's the whole, I'll bring this up. It's on TikTok. The whole DoorDash girl who she delivered DoorDash, the prompt said, like, please leave it at the door. The door was supposedly open, so she opened it more, and the dude was, like, passed out on his couch, completely butt naked, so she saw everything. And so she's like, I've been sexually harassed. Like, this isn't right. But everyone's like, the guy was passed out in his house.
Yeah.
It said, leave it at the door. Like, you shouldn't have even, like, attempted to go into his house. Like, what the fuck were you doing?
Hmm.
The thing is, she said the story first, that she had walked in and pushed the door open. But the video is of her, like, recording after she saw everything and was like, look at this. And the door was already wide open. So we don't know if she had pushed the door open or not. In her initial response, she's like, I'm the fucking victim. You guys are giving me shit and I'm the victim. And it's like, no, you went into someone's house. Like, how are you the victim when you're the one perpetrating like the cause? And then I think like a week later, she came with a response that was like super legit. Like she was calm. She like said everything really well. And everyone's like, oh, she has like a marketing team, a PR team now that she's paying for. And it's just like, damn. Now she's getting shitted on for fucking paying for a PR team.
This is like going back to Emeru and Mizkif. Emeru's response was pretty professional.
Yeah.
Mizkif's response sounded like he created it on ChatGPT.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like reading off of it and shh.
Which, I mean, people have already said, like, he's tried other to respond other ways using ChatGPT, and it's, like, very obvious. So, I don't know. I think at this point, Mizkif does need to hire a PR team.
Oh, hell yeah. You got the money, dude. Fuck.
The thing is, it's all, like, in your mental state of mind. So, he probably thinks it's not worth it. Like, even though it's going to be, like, an extra $10 or something like that compared to, like, the way everything else is, it's just like, it's not worth it. Why would I pay for someone that's something I can handle? And then you're going to realize you can't handle it. And then you're going to want to get a PR team when it's got too fucking late. And I feel like that's the route Mizkif is going. I'm pretty sure the next response is going to be a PR response.
Yeah, it's a little too late, man.
But yeah, the thing is, when you have to like take your time before you respond. Because, like, when you respond right away like Mizkif did, you fuck up. But you're emotional. Like, even though you don't mean it certain ways, you say it in a certain tone, in a certain way, because you're emotional. You're like, I feel like I'm being attacked by on every side. Like,
I think one of the funniest ones, because he was like, you know, I can't believe you cut this religion. And then he stopped crying. And then FaZe Ron was like, oh, his ult got canceled.
No.
I was cracking up, dude.
Man, dude.
His ult got canceled.
I think it's funny to be in such a niche area where they can make jokes like that, like his ult got canceled. And we just like get it. We just understand that. I think it's so funny. But it's like you're channeling and then it gets canceled or gets interrupted and stuff. So,
yeah, man. I don't know, man. If I ever became a big, big ass streamer, I just want to be drama free, dude.
The thing is, you have to start drama, though.
You have like, to. You have, or not start it, but you have to at least like react to it.
Yeah, react to it.
Like,
or something.
XQC. Like, oh my God. Oh, he threw a bottle of plushie. Oh. It's like, what the?
You have to be involved in drama, yeah. Because you can't just, you have to be entertaining.
I don't want to be in the drama. I will respond to the drama, like react to the drama.
I feel like no matter what, at some point you'll be sucked into drama, like whether you want to or not. Because if you plan on being a streamer, you're going to eventually interact with other streamers and then things will just happen.
Or it could be like Shroud, just mind my own business, play games.
I know, Shroud. Shaz has done nothing.
Just calm, playing games.
Plays Arc Raiders, plays Battlefield 6.
Be unproblematic, like Shroud. You're in a $10 million mansion in LA.
Just be a pro fucking gamer with first-person shooter games. All right, I think that's it.
Streamer drama.
Streamer drama. Stay away from it, please.
Stay safe, Halloween.
Check your candy. Check on your friends.
Damn, not dressing up this year.
Just dress up as something, as a previous costume, walk through Hollywood.
Nah.
Easy.
I want to stay home now.
Stay home, everyone. Thank you guys for listening. That's it for this episode. Catch you guys on the next one. Peace.